Little Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young for you right there. We're going into Party Line here on WILO. Party Line, of course, is our local news and talk show. Number here to call if you want to come on and express your opinions about anything or have questions about anything. We'll do our best to get you the answers. 765-659-3338 is the number. WILO Party Line is presented by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you. Virk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. Freckles Graphics, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Boone County Daily News, Clinton County Daily News, and Carroll County Daily News, your free local online newspapers. Also, broadcasting live on HoosierlandTV.com. You can watch it right now, or you can go back and you can watch the episodes later. They will be archived there. Brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Colligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginna Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, TC Trailers, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Shoop's Country Foods, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Freckles Graphics, Arbor Wood by Shoop's, and Welty Exteriors. Now, I know a lot of you are saying, oh, wait a minute, you forgot one of our favorite taglines in advertising. Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch. They help us bring you the Party Line program. They stick it where the sun shines, which I still think that is one of the greatest taglines ever. But part of the reason why I wanted to put them towards the end is because today is Marchand's Small Business Spotlight, brought to you by Marchand's, and a great program addition that Alan Marchand actually came up with, and we appreciate him and his suggestion and the fact that he wants to spotlight this. And on the line right now is today's Small Business Spotlight, Treasures in the Woods. And this
good
is
good morning, WILO.
Well, good morning. This is Patty Baker on the line. And Patty, we really I really love the name. I think it's really cool. But you wouldn't think that would be a name for a, for lack of a better term, a butcher shop.
That's true. Well, if you think about it, we do deer processing. So where do you find the deer?
Exactly. And let's face it, Carroll County, Clinton County, Howard County, you know, right around us, Cass County, our little area here, we have a lot of I want to say grain-fed, really good deer.
Oh my goodness, yes, they are. And evidenced by the fact they come in and they're topping over, you know, 180 pounds and 200 pounds, and these are big deer.
Oh yeah, definitely. And right now everybody's out, and I think, what, are we in bow hunting season right now? I believe.
As of October 1st, yes, we started archery season, and that will run through the entire hunting season into January, and then firearm season will start in November, and then muzzleloader, and then it will end up again with just archery. But it's going to be a very busy season where everyone is saying it's going to be much cooler, and that makes the deer run. They like to move in the cool weather.
Sure.
And we have already experienced a much heavier load of harvesting versus last year. So just this little bit of cool weather really makes them start moving.
Well, between that and you think, because we have such dried conditions that harvest in the fields is actually going at a booming rate as well. And of course, that's going to make a move too.
That does make a move when you have a big combine coming at you.
Yes, very much so. Of course, we're talking with Patty Baker from Treasures in the Woods up in Delphi. And you guys are right downtown. Well, yeah, sort of pretty close to downtown.
We are a little bit west of the courthouse. We're located at 1101 North Washington Street, and if anyone remembers the old P&R factory, we're right across the street from that.
Okay.
It's a very large building. You can't miss us. We have a massive porch across the front because I'm old and I like porches.
You and me both.
And it's just It's just adorable. But we accept deer Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week, from 9 a.m. through 9 p.m.
Yeah, that was one of the things that fascinated me, too. Although I'm a country kid, I live on a farm and everything, and we have had deer meat ourselves in our freezer before. But to be open 7 days a week, that's to accommodate your customers more than anything else, correct?
That's exactly right. I mean, a hunter, huntress, they don't know when they're going to get a deer. And when you have warmer weather, not into the winter weathers, you have to get the venison into a cooler as soon as possible. And that means we have to be there for them. We don't care where we're at. If we're not at the shop, everyone knows, just call us. We're no more than 15 minutes away. But the most important thing is to get that deer in the cooler.
Now, do you also have a retail area in your business?
No. You mean as far as venison?
Yes.
You can't sell venison.
Okay, I didn't know, because I know you're Indiana certified commercial deer processor, but I wasn't sure what the parameters were on that.
It's strictly processing. You cannot sell venison in Indiana. There are deer farms that raise deer that can do that, but wild deer in Indiana, the sale is prohibited. I know that there's several farms in Indiana that do that, but no, but the thing is that the venison that comes into my shop belongs to a hunter, not
sure.
to us.
Sure.
So they get their deer back. That's one of the biggest pluses with our company, is that you have 100% guarantee you get your deer back, not batching ground meat with other people's deer. It is your deer. You get your deer back.
Now, when
and
you're...
That's,
go ahead.
That's very, very important. you don't know how someone else has taken care of their deer prior to processing.
Yeah, exactly. And, because... a deer, in order for it to get to you in the proper shape, they need to get it field dressed.
And that's correct.
And I don't think a lot of people understand what field dress means. Can you kind of explain that?
Field dressing simply means that when you bring the deer to me, it is there are no innards. Everything is removed.
All the vital organs and everything are gone.
Every single thing is removed. And that has to be done prior to coming to the shop. For dumpster purposes, we're not permitted to put any of that into the dumpster.
Right.
Only hides. And it seems to work beautifully. My hunters and huntresses know all about that. You know, we just went through youth season, and I can't begin to tell you how precious it was to see the youth of Indiana so dedicated in harvesting a deer. These are kids. It takes a lot of patience, a lot of dedication for a child to sit in a stand for hours and hours and harvest a deer. And they would come into the shop, they're beaming. We would take pictures of them and put them all over our Facebook page, which, by the way, people, Treasures in the Woods Facebook page, you'll get to see all of our hunters and huntresses. We take pictures of everyone.
You also have catering services. Can you talk a little bit about that?
The catering, I do small events only, because I'm just, during this time of year, I can't do any because I'm at the shop and it's extremely busy. There is no time to cook.
Sure.
But I do cater for small events. I don't do weddings or anything of that magnitude. But it's good cooking, and we have quite a menu. I mean, it's mostly, you know, your standards. We're famous for our pulled pork. We do Italian beef and things like that. Just simple menus. Nothing extravagant. Just simple menus.
And that's more in the off season, for what I would call your off season.
Your slower season.
Yes.
Yep, my slower season, and you know, it seems to be pretty popular too. And I appreciate everyone who calls me. My goodness, thank you, everybody.
Now, you you know, you're a deer processing plant, which is rare to find anyway. And what made you decide to go into this business, and how long have you guys been in business?
We've been in business, this is our 11th year, and there was a need for processing. There aren't that many left, and since we have come into this industry, we're seeing fewer and fewer and fewer, and it's sad because there's a tremendous need for it. You know, there's also, you know, we partner with Hoosiers Feeding the Hungry program, which our hunters and huntresses can bring us deer, and it can be donated to any 501c organization.
That was going to be my next question, whether or not you participated in that.
Well, yes, we do. And in fact, we had a rather large buck come in. It yielded about 78 pounds of ground venison, and that is now in Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
To help these poor people.
That's fantastic.
I know. I was so happy. One of the First Baptist Church in Camden loaded up the trailer, and we donated the venison to them to take down.
Right, yeah, and they were leaving to this morning, I believe. Or
that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
That's going to be in the hands of them. So I'm so happy that they're able to get that down there.
That's amazing. That's fantastic. And can you talk a little bit about that program and how that works, as far as somebody who wants to part? Maybe they've never done it before, but they'd like to.
Absolutely. It's the same thing. You go ahead and field dress your deer, bring it in. It does not cost the hunter anything. Hoosiers Feeding the Hungry program pays us, the processor, for the actual processing. And then we choose which 501C is in need. And it's very simple. It doesn't cost the hunter anything. And it is greatly, greatly appreciated by these food banks and food pantries.
Well, I know, like you said, there is a need for, especially for deer. It is so hard to find anybody that will process a deer.
I know.
Now, do you have very many of your hunters and huntresses that take their hides back?
A few do. Some like to make a little rugs out of the back, but not that many. Not that many. Used to be years and years and years ago they did, but I don't know. It just doesn't seem to be a thing anymore.
Well, and it's hard to find anybody to tan a hide, too.
That's true. That's the biggest problem.
There's not a lot of taxidermy people out there that tan hides.
And they can't because they're so overwhelmed with the Cape Out mounts or the Europeans. They're swamped because, again, there's so very few of them. Mm-hmm. They just become overloaded by the time season's over. And most of them are about, oh my goodness, I guess probably a year out getting the product back to the hunter.
Wow. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. On average, what's the average size deer that you've been, I know you talked a little bit about some of the deer that have been coming in because all halfway kidding, but yet we know it's a real thing that they are grain fed around here. So there is it's good meat. It's real good meat. But what's your average size?
Your average doe is going to be about 100 to 110 pounds, and that is hanging weight, you know, before anything is done to the deer. And your average buck is going to be about 150, 160, somewhere around that. And then you have your monsters that top out over 200 pounds.
Yeah, I've seen some look like the size of a small calf.
They do. They look like a small cow. We've had some of those monsters before. We haven't had anything. I think the biggest deer we've had so far right now is yesterday, and it was 186 pounds, and that was a big buck. My goodness.
Was that 10-point buck I saw on your Facebook page?
Yes, it was. He's beautiful, my goodness.
Yeah, that's a big boy. So that's the hanging weight when they come in. Then how much do you lose in the processing part?
It's pretty much about 48% is what you're going to get back. About 48% of total weight, hanging weight.
Okay.
once the hides and all of that, the hooves, the head, everything is removed, and that's meat.
Right. Now, what's some of the more, we talk about the ground venison, but what's some of the more popular cuts that you guys do or that you have people request?
Your standard cuts are going to include your back straps, your steaks, your roast, stew meat, and then your ground. And then our ancillary products would include sausages in 3-pound rolls. We also have jerky. Our sausages are in 4 different flavors. We do 7 flavors of jerky. We do 3 flavors of snack sticks. We do brats. And we also do ground delicious bulk breakfast sausage in 3 flavors. And absolutely the most popular thing are the ancillary products. Everybody wants that smoked meat. It's delicious.
Oh, I will say my favorite venison is summer sausage. So, yeah, I get it.
It's wonderful. Our sausages, we do the regular summer. We do jalapeno. We do cowboy trail, which is the most popular. And then we also do salami. And then you can choose either cheddar or pepper jack cheese to go with it.
How many, for an average year for you, and we know, like you said, you're already off to a really big start already. But how many deer do you normally process in a season?
Over 500.
Wow. And that is and it's really not a long season. That's a lot of deer.
It is a lot of deer. That's why we have to be there from 9 to 9.
Now,
just to get them in the door.
For anybody that's out there that's hunting and didn't realize that you were there in Delphi, it's like, to me, that's fountain gold for people who hunt and trying to find a place to get their deer processed. What's the best thing to do? I mean, as soon as they get it field dressed, if they've got a little bit of a ways to travel to get to you, what's the best thing they can do? Throw a bag of ice in there or...
Yes. I mean, it depends on, the weather. I mean, if it's warm, just get the deer to me immediately. And they know that. They all know that time is of the essence with that. If they can't get there immediately, then ice bag, upper chest, ice bag, lower cavity, cover it with a tarp, keep it out of the sun, and keep it away from critters because they will get it.
Yeah, most definitely. Talk a little bit about, because these are wild animals, there are, what kind of things do you look for in the meat? Is there any kind of parasites or anything that you have to be concerned about if you see that you look for when you're processing?
Anything that's odd, regardless of what it is, we will call the hunter and let them know what we have found. We've been very fortunate. We have not found anything. In the 11 years, we've not seen bugs or nodules or evidence of the chronic wasting disease or the hemorrhagic disease, which is very, very, very prevalent in northern Indiana right now. But there are certain counties that DNR has deemed the deer have to be tested in those counties prior to processing. But we are not included in that down here. Thank goodness. But my hunters and huntresses have been very fortunate not to have any problems with their deer.
Mm-hmm. You're an Indiana certified commercial deer processor. Can you tell people what that means and what that process is to get that kind of certification? Because I know it's hard to get.
You have to have a proper facility, and you have to be registered with the state of Indiana through the Department of Natural Resources. And when you partner with Hoosiers Feeding the Hungry program, you are also required to be under health department standards because this is food. It's food.
Sure.
And you pay a little fee, and you are then licensed, and I'm sure DNR will come out and meet you, make sure that this is a good place.
Sure. Yeah.
But yes, I mean, And there's just so few people now. It has become mind-boggling that there's just so few processors.
Well, and I'm sure you have, they do an inspection every so often anyway, like annually or whatever, of your facility.
They come in. Yeah, DNR comes in quite a bit. And, you know, they check your paperwork and make sure that, you know, everything is good. We are required to log in and log out. Every single deer that comes through, the hunters and huntresses must have a confirmation number, which is issued by the state of Indiana. They check the deer in with the state, and they are then given a confirmation number. I cannot take a deer without a confirmation number.
Have you ever been notified by, like, the Sheriff's Department or by DNR about maybe a deer that's been hit?
Yes, that happens quite a bit, especially during rut, when the deer are, you know, chasing after the little girls. They're kind of stupid and just run into anything. But if there is an accident, you hit a deer and you want to keep the deer, it is required that you call a sheriff. They come out and they will give you a sheriff's permit. That can be brought to me, and I can accept the deer with a sheriff's permit.
Okay. When you mentioned the charity aspect of it, that was one of the things back years ago when I was running on an ambulance service and fire department. If we had an accident like that where a deer had caused an accident, I know the sheriff's department would call a processor and say, hey, we got this one. You know, if it was in, granted, it's been killed, but the meat itself is in really good shape.
Right.
And I didn't know if you, and then that meat would, again, be, like you said, donated.
Right.
Processed and donated.
That's exactly right. I mean, every chance we can get to get deer into the hands of people that need the food, I mean, we jump on it.
Well, Patty, yeah, I am thrilled to know that you guys are up in Delphi. And not that, I mean, that's not far for us. Carroll County is our sister county, and that's not far at all for people around here. And again, even Boone County, you know, Howard County, Tippecanoe County, that's not far at all to come and bring a deer to be processed.
That's right. I mean, yeah, we receive deer from, oh my goodness, everywhere, all different counties.
Well, again, this is Patty Baker from Treasures in the Woods, deer meat processing plant, and then also she does catering in the off season when it's not hunting season, and your smoked meats. Talk about, before I cut you loose, I want to talk about the jerky again. How many flavors of jerky did you say you make?
We do 7 different flavors, and they're so delicious. Our jerky, a little different than other processors. Most processors use ground for their jerky, and we use steak meat.
Oh, yeah.
So you're actually getting a strip of steak and tender. We smoke everything in apple wood, and it is absolutely delicious. But we do hot, we do hickory, we do teriyaki, we do mesquite, which is incredibly popular. We do sriracha for the ones who love the hot. We do a whole bunch of flavors.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to go hunting just so I can have the jerky.
It's so good.
Yeah, I love jerky, and that's the way to make jerky with steak strips.
Right.
The ground stuff, that's not jerky.
Nope, it's not. It's ground meat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm not a ground meat fan anyway. To me, it's like somebody else already chewed it. I like steaks. I love steaks, all types. But I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy morning to call us and let us know about your business. And again, this is Treasures in the Woods, Patty Baker, deer meat processing facility in Delphi. Tell them again your address. Tell them again your phone number, how they can get a hold of you, the hours. Let's go through all that again here, Patty, before I cut you loose.
Okay, it's Treasures in the Woods Deer Processing. We're located at 1101 North Washington Street, and that would be west of the courthouse, across from the old PNR factory. We accept deer 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You can reach me via phone, 765-490-9033. Or you may email me at treasuresinthewoods@yahoo.com or check out our Facebook page and PM me on that. I spend a lot of time on Facebook answering questions, but you can always reach me.
Well, Patty, again, I thank you for calling in, taking time out of your day, and be safe. I know long hours of processing meat and everything is sometimes a thankless job, but I know there's a lot of people that appreciate your services and the work that it takes to do all that and offer that service for your customers.
Well, thank you, WILO. We appreciate it ever so much, and just let everybody know we're here for you.
Well, and we will check back in towards the end of the season and see how things are going, and I definitely would. I'm going to be interested to see what that biggest buck comes in at before the season's over with. But thank you again for calling, and look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you, Melissa. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Isn't that cool? I mean, Treasures in the Woods, a deer processing plant or shop at Delphi. And for this area full of hunters, that is fantastic to have that facility. If you'd like more information, if you didn't get anything written down, again, you can go to their Facebook page, Treasures in the Woods, and at Delphi. You can go to that Facebook page and get all the information, or you can call here later, 765-659-3338, and we'll make sure you get that information. We're going to take a quick commercial break here, and then we'll be back on Party Line on WILO.
Your home for classic hits, 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7.